what's happening locally. The news.
And it is our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. In fact, our last look for a few days with the carnival weekend coming upon us. The Forensics of Panama reported this Thursday that they required genetic information to identify the victims of the accident involving a bus with irregular migrants that occurred on Wednesday in Los Planes de Gualaca in the province of Chiriquí, which left at least 40 dead and dozens injured and at least 15 in serious condition. The state of the bodies and the lack of anti-mortem data make expert studies difficult, especially with regard to identification, since information will be needed from the countries of origin of the migrants to obtain papilloscopic or dental records and samples of relatives for genetic comparison, said the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences. This identification process will take time, said the Forensic Institute, adding in a statement that in the meantime the corpses will be preserved in with the due dignity established by international standards. The bodies, many of them dismembered. This was due to the violence of the accident, as reported by the authorities, are found in the facilities of the David Judicial Morgue in Chiriquí, on the border with Costa Rica and located about 450 kilometres from the capital city. The bus was left without a roof, destroyed, with the seats scattered on the ground at the scene of the accident, a trunk road that leads to the Gualaca Migrant Shelter, the last point that the irregular travellers touch in Panama before leaving for Costa Rica on the framework of the state operation Controlled Flow. A group of residents of the PH Urbana, through their legal representative, submitted to the Public Prosecutor's Office an expert opinion on the hermeticity test of the structure that was affected by an explosion last November. At a press conference, the lawyers of some 20 residents of the building highlighted that the report prepared by suitable experts reflects that there was a perforation of the main gas pipeline in the laundry side of the 14th floor. When it was perforated and when the gas spread began, it went down to the 12th floor, and that was where the explosion was caused. That was decisive and forceful, said Irving Santos, part of the legal team that represents the group of residents. He maintained that it will be the Public Prosecutor's Office that will support before the judicial branch who will be responsible for this fact. This position comes after the Panama Fire Department submitted a report on the explosion, arguing that the explosion was due to a gas leak from the stove in apartment 12C on the 12th floor. In addition, that the leak from apartment 14C on the 14th floor did not affect the fact. Santos said that by law the firefighters have to investigate, but what he has presented is a collaboration. We consider that it is not adjusted to reality from the different procedures that were carried out in the building, said Santos. Santos reported that despite the fact that the public ministry released the apartments from floors 1 to 10 and from 15 onwards, the infrastructure is still being worked on and will have to be verified again by the municipality of Panama. The Minister of Agricultural Development, MIDA, adopted preventative measures in West Panama, one of the provinces with the highest poultry production, in the face of bird flu. In a resolution dated the 14th of February, the MIDA National Directorate of Animal Health prohibits the internal movement of backyard domestic birds, fertile eggs and ornamental birds in the province of West Panama and to the rest of the country. The measure will be enforced for 90 days, and it is taken as a preventative action due to the high poultry population in the region. This is against the risks of the established and spread of avian influenza in the country. The resolution explains that commercial birds and eggs are exempted from this measure. Judy Mayner decided to break the silence that she maintained a week ago. This was after announcing her resignation from the position of Deputy Mayor of the capital and revealed what was the straw that broke the camel's back. According to Mayner, the Panama City Hall, led by José Luis Fábrega, should focus now on making contact with the people. In her opinion, her resignation from the post announced on the 8th of February is a wake-up call. You have to listen to the people. She said that during her management several situations arose, but there was one that made her leave the position. I agreed with the beach project, the seafood market, but I don't agree with the tax increase, she said. When asked why she left a year and a half before her term end, she replied that one's position must be fulfilled professionally. The magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, Alfredo Honka, announced on Thursday that the entity has put into operation a portal for those people who lose their personal identity card during Carnival, so that they later have the possibility of recovering it. Honka said that the DondeStaMiCedula.com project is being launched, an initiative through which citizens, when they lose their identity card, will be able to locate it later without having to pay for a duplicate. In this portal, the citizen will be able to enter the ID number if he has lost it, and the portal must say where it is and where he can pick it up. He would not have to pay for a duplicate of $35, Honka specified. He announced that the Tribunal Electoral during these dates will place posts at various points, such as in Dolega in Chiriquí, Penonome in Coclé, in Santiago, Veraguas, and on the Cinta Costera here in Panama City, among others, so that people who find lost IDs take them to these points. So there we are. Don't forget it. DondeStaMiCedula.com. Remember that. Netflix, the popular American streaming platform, premiered on the 14th of February, yep, Valentine's Day, the first season of the reality show Perfect Match. In the series, couples who prove their compatibility can unite or separate the others in this dating program, in which strategy and seduction are the protagonists, according to Netflix on its website. And for the recordings of the program, the production executives chose paradisical beaches in Panama to frame the experience of the 23 participating singles, it was reported this Thursday. Once again, Panama has established itself as an excellent destination for the industry, and this year it demonstrates it again by being the main location of this famous reality show. Definitely, our beautiful beaches and islands have been the perfect complement for this production, said Esi Masteriari, director of the Panamanian Film Commission of the Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI. Masteriari also pointed out that Panamanian companies served as a support for the filming. According to the MICI, the filming of the reality show generated more than 50 jobs for Panamanians, among other contributions to the revitalization of the local economy. The program is hosted by American singer and television presenter Nick Lachey. Well, that's it. There we go. That's some of those things relevant to us reported here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's show.